Kriyas Megillah, we already discussed Monday night and other times. The main akud of Kriyas Megillah is that we have a mitzvah to hear every word of the Megillah, and what's considered hearing is enough that we're aware that there's a Kriyas Megillah happening. We're following along, and the words are going into our ears. So even if we didn't understand the meaning of the word, or we didn't concentrate on the meaning of the word, or we might have wandered off a little to some other Indian, but as long as we're not there, we're still here, and the words are going out of our ears, that's enough. If one has a suffix, if they miss the word or not, so at night, they're not chayv to hear over. During the day, if it's a real suffix, not that it's just nerves, maybe, yeah, maybe not, but it's a real suffix, so then they would have to hear over the Kriyas Megillah. Then we have the other mitzvahs of the Yoyim, which is Matanis of Yoyinim, Sudas Purim, Mishnah Chumanis. Matanis of Yoyinim is a mitzvah to give two gifts to two different poor people. One gift to each one. One gift to each ani, to each poor person. Now, what's the shear? So some say it's a pruta, which is around 10 agrot. Some say it's like a small meal, which in Eretz Yisrael it's about between 5 and 10 shekel. And some say it's a matana chashuva, which would be already 20 or 25 shekel to each ani. The minig is like the middle shita, 10, 15 shekel. But someone who wants to be kind of mitzvah with hiddur should do with matana chashuva, which is 20 to 25 shekel. And then the Rambam brings down mutav. It's better that a person should spend money on matanas of yoinim. They spend more money on matanas of yoinim than on shleich manas and su'uda. And the Mishpura brings this Rambam down la halacha. But the Mishpura says, for this Indian, you could use maisa money. For the matanas of yoinim itself, for the minimum share, that already one should not use maisa money. But more than that, if they're spending more, they can use maisa money. Mishleich manas. The Mishleich manas is either in order to create reos, to create friendship between everyone. There's the idea of Mishleich manas ish l're'ehu, the Pasuk says. When everyone's friendly with each other and happy with each other, it adds to the happiness of the day. So today's Yom Mishta v'simcha, so now is the time for friendship to make, so we give our presents to each other. Matanas of Yoinim is to help the aniyim have what to eat for their suda. They'll have money, they'll be able to buy food to put on their table for the suda. Shleich manas is to make friendship. Or others learn, Shleich manas is also Indian of making sure that everyone has food for the suda. Matanas of Yoinim helps the poor. Shleich manas helps the rich to make sure that they have food for the suda. And more than that, it's also a way that the poor shouldn't be embarrassed, because everyone's getting presents today. So the poor are getting their matanis and the rich are getting their matanis. But everyone's happy and everyone's excited for this day of Purim. And now we have the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim is a special mitzvah on the day of Purim to have a suda. One should be mechaven, that they're being kaim a mitzvah of Sudas Purim, which is a zecha for all the sudas that took place in Megillas Esther. The nest came through all those sudas that Esther made, Fachshverish and Haman, and the whole story starts with sudas, with parties. So there's a lot of parties going on, and that's the idea of suda on Purim. The Pasuk says mishta v'simcha. Mishta sounds like more of drinking than eating, but including that is also eating. There is a question whether the one needs to wash to be mekayim the mitzvah Sudas Purim or not. Halacha, one should try to wash. Definitely better to. And there's also a special eating of eating meat and drinking wine by the Sudas Purim, because these are things that bring us to a level of simcha, and we have to work on it before Purim, that when we hit that level of simcha, it should be in the right way, that simcha to praise Hashem for the nisim that He's done for us at the time of Haman, and the nisim that He continues to do for us on every generation. So that's the excitement that we have, that the wine and the meat has to bring us to. In benching and in Shmon Esrei, we say Al-Hanisim. If one forgot to say Al-Hanisim, so in benching, there's a special Rachman. But if someone finished benching, or in Shmon Esrei, someone finished Shmon Esrei and they forgot to say Al-Hanisim, then you do not repeat the benching or the Shmon Esrei. What's considered forgetting when you reach Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha by Tov Shimcha Chana Eloidei in Shmon Esrei, or by benching it's Al-Arz Val-Mazin. So then, once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's already you finished and you continue further on. So these are the mitzvahs of Yom. In the morning, when the Chazan makes Shachyanu by the Kriyas Megillah, one should have in mind that Shachyanu is going also on the other mitzvahs of Yom, on the mitzvahs of Matas of Yom, Shachmanes, and Seudas Purim. Any questions? Yeah.
What is your two John to bench? What do you do?
So first of all, one should try to daven mincha before they start drinking, or at least before they start drinking. Because you run into shyness. If one already is holding by the point where they cannot say the word straight, they can't say the word straight, it doesn't make sense how much kavanah they're going to have, and how many times they're going to say over Shmon Esrei. But you know, you can't daven then. You can't bench then. But if you can still say the word straight, you'll have more kavana, then it's fine.
Take a walk
around the block. You should be. There's always good, nice air. Let's say Purim. You take a walk and then you come back. And usually you aired out enough. Usually, I hope you're still holding by that.
Find more wine while you're walking around. You drink more.
Well, once it's shkia and you're slime, it's over. The wine goes away.
Really?
What's the idea of going into? Oh, Rabbeinu Tam. We have Rabbeinu Tam yet here. What?
Really?
I'm saying whatever. It's like Chavim. You want another 13 minutes? I give you another 13 minutes. Whatever you end Shabbos, okay? Fine. Yeah. Okay.